Father, I thank you for the Word of God. Many of your children, Lord, have been fearful about that dreadful tribulation coming on. And Lord, as we enter into the 12 and 20 reasons why the church will not go through that period, I pray that the Word of God shall allay the fears of many a heart as we study your Word carefully and prayerfully and feed your souls on, your children's souls on the Scriptures, making them wise in the Word. Lord, who have been ensnared by things they have heard of those who have caused them to look for the Antichrist and not for the Christ. Caused them to look for days of disaster and trouble and not look for a hole in the sky. Dear Lord, if there's anybody here this morning that's unsaved or backslidden and cold and lukewarm in their heart, may the blessed Holy Spirit tug at that heart and draw them to an old-fashioned altar prayer and back into vital union and communion with thee to be ready to leave out of here before those awful days come. But we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Father, thank you so much for your word. For the blessed Holy Spirit who is so sweetly present here and made it so easy and free to minister to thy saints the unadulterated, blessed word of the living God. May it find its lodging place in every heart to feed the soul of your children, to build hope and comfort in their hearts, and also, Lord God, to help us to shape up where we've been negligent and dilatory and slothful and half-hearted and lukewarm, because you gave the conditional promises of escape to your children, and help us to measure up and keep them and observe them and obey them, so that when you come, we'll be ready, for in such an hour as we think not, you will come. And we know those who are ready won't mind it. Those who are not ready will dread it. Father, if there's a man or a woman here today, or even a young person or a boy or girl who is not saved or not ready to meet you at the coming, may, Lord God of heaven, this altar be the welcome place to them as they come and surrender their lives fully to thee this morning, that we will all be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for the Holy Book this morning. Bless you, Jesus, for giving us again insight into this glorious promise. We thank you made the promise, and we know you'll keep it at the appointed time. And we're anxiously, Lord, waiting its fulfillment. And we pray that thou will bless and sanctify these truths to our hearts and guide us in the paths of righteousness this day. Thank you, Father, for touching hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, Lord, we sought to give honor to you and your word, that it is the holy, infallible word of the living God. Your book that you gave to us as a love letter, a roadmap, a way bill from earth to heaven. And help us now, Lord, to more appreciate your word by more carefully reading it, feeding on it, studying it carefully, and digesting it good. For we know that when we do this, then we'll be well fed and strong enough to face the persecutions that we do have to bear while we're here from Satan and from his crowd. Thank you again this morning for saving us, and thank you for getting us ready, even this morning, Lord, that when the trumpet sounds, we know only those glorious words will be heard by the saints of God, the redeemed and the blood-bought. On them, gravitation will hold no power. When you say, come up, nothing can hold us down. And we thank you for that. Lord, we know there'll be a lot of folks who are unsaved left behind. And what a sad day that will be, to be severed from those who were their only means and source of help and witness and testimony, who would pray for them and tenderly nourish and nurture them. God of heaven, help us to get our job done. before the door of mercy is shut, to get everybody in the family of God who isn't, and everybody that's leaning their soul back again on fire, so that we'll have a ready bride for you to present to you in that glorious day. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're the King's children. All glory to your name, Lamb of God, redeemed us by thy precious blood out of every kindred and tongue and nation and tribe. Oh, we're glad, Lord God of heaven, that that day is coming soon where we're going to be able to sing up there and praise and worship you forever. Thank you for purchasing us with your precious blood, calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Glorify your Son, Jesus, in the service to follow and helps to really enter in and worship you out of the depths of our heart with no more forms, no put on. Let it come from the depths of our soul in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you for allowing us this morning this privilege of expounding your word and letting the Bible explain the Bible and showing us how consistent your word is and how clear and how plain and simple it is when we know where to find it. Glad, Lord, that you've illuminated our hearts this morning so that we're not going to be fearful like that man who was in our study yesterday, so fearful about going through the tribulation as being taught in this church. And Lord, we just know that you gave us this at this time to assure your children that we're not to be storing up for the tribulation days when we won't be able to buy or sell, but we're just getting our hearts ready to leave out of here before all of those disasters come to pass here on the face of the earth. You promised us an escape. And Lord, as we study it the next time that we meet, may you spare us to that time, or if you don't, we'll be glad to leave out of here whenever you come and even hasten that day, Lord. But until then, we've got loved ones that are not saved, those that are cold in their heart and not ready to go home. And Lord Jesus, we want you to come for us when our hearts are really ready. So help us to get ready today who are not. And Lord, our unsaved children, may the Spirit of God brood over them in convicting and drawing power, that not a one that we have interceded for and pleaded for their salvation will go on in their darkness any longer. If there was any man, any woman here this morning, I'm saved and outside of the ark of safety, let them know, Lord, that you gave us this prophecy and these warnings to show them what they're headed for who are not right with you, but also that you have extended kindness and mercy to them that will seek thee for pardon, that you will forgive them and cleanse them and make them your children and bring peace and joy into their heart. May those whom you have brought into this house this morning that are unsaved find you dear and real and precious to their never-dying soul. We ask in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Father, it's been a real pleasure to minister your word to your children. We know there are those who this morning, Lord God of heaven, that are here, that you brought them to this house, that are not right with you. Their hearts are not clean. They have come here, they want to be clean. They want to know that good and that right way. They want to escape that terrible wrath and judgment that's going to come upon this awful sin-cursed world. And we thank you that you made a way of escape because Jesus is our hiding place. And we know, Lord God of heaven, that we run into thee, we're safe. And Lord, you told us in your own blessed holy word that I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. We pray, Lord, for those who are lost, that the Holy Spirit of God will speak to their heart and touch them and tenderize them and give them, Lord God of heaven, the faith that cannot doubt, that will receive you as Savior and Lord and Master and Deliverer from their sins. And we know that only those who are wallowing in sin will go into the tribulation. Just like you said in Revelation chapter 2 and 20 through 22, that church that was not ready and wouldn't repent, they're going to have to go into it. But Lord, we're glad that thou hast cleaned us up. Now keep us clean, we pray. Even those sins that easily beset us and the weights, Lord God of heaven, strengthen our heart to overcome even there. Oh, we ask it all in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior, our Lord, and our soon coming King.
And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Please let me have a concluding prayer with you. Father, it's been a privilege to minister your precious, holy word to your children. We thank you for the consistency of Scripture, that you have not left anything in there that contradicts something else in another place, but is all accurately given and all harmoniously blending together. Lord, there's some here this morning whose faith has been shaky, been wobbly, maybe have been living where they should live spiritually. And we're supposed to, as your watchmen, warn them to flee the wrath to come. And Lord, we know that a lot of those who now teach the church going to the tribulation do no warning, because they don't believe that we can miss a tribulation. But Lord, we remember what you did. You warned that church of Thyatira that if they didn't straighten up their crooked, dirty lives and quit their sinning and their fornicating, that you were going to cast them into great tribulation. You warned them of the tribulation as a watchman. Help me, Lord, as your watchman, to warn people against the trifling and playing with sin, because their terrible disaster and tragedy and heartache and torture and torment up the road during the tribulation days for those who miss your coming. Help me to be a faithful warner while there are many that don't any longer because they don't believe right. But help us, Lord, to keep our believer right and do the warning, because we know that there are those here this morning who appreciate somebody that loving their soul enough to warn them of the dangers that they're involving themselves in, and what they're going to miss by not being ready for you at your coming. Oh God, if there's a lost soul in this place this morning, never been saved, may this be the best day of their life when the burden of sin is lifted and thy peace comes in their heart to stay. For we ask it all in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you this morning for your word. How clear, how plain that you've given it to us. We thank you that it is our way built from earth to heaven, that it all harmonizes, so that even up there you said in Revelation 19 about that great multitude of people in heaven, and you also then spoke about it as the Lamb's wife has made herself ready, and then you tell us, Lord, about you coming with your people from heaven down here to the earth with 10,000s of your saints to rule and reign on the earth. Everything just fit like you said it. We thank you, Lord, that we've had the privilege of expounding your word to these precious children of yours. Thank you for the Holy Ghost witnessing and testifying to the truth as we've shared it with them. Now, Lord, guide us into this closing lesson on this vitally important subject. And may the Spirit of the living God be present, powerfully present, in the service to follow in Jesus' name, and touch the hearts of those who are lost, those who are cruel off, those who are away from you, those who are drifting, those who are not ready. And may this be a great and gathering day, we ask in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.